Grab your lunch and get ready to listen to conversations that connect, communicate, and collaborate with our local Catholic community. You're listening to Epiphany. Here's your host, communications evangelist, and certified life and leadership coach, Vanessa Denha-Garmo.
It's not officially fall yet on the calendar, and boy, the weather is really showing summer-like temperatures. 81 degrees is a high today, getting up to 84 and sunny on Wednesday, 86 and mostly sunny on Thursday, 81 on Friday, 78 on Saturday, and back up to 81 on Sunday. Boy, did we close the pool way too soon? I'll tell you that right now. I'm really kind of bummed, but whatever. It's the reality. It is a Tuesday here on Epiphany. We have two guests joining us. Sandy Weathers will be with us, campaign director for 40 Days for Life. Their fall campaign is quickly approaching. They're kicking off Saturday, September 21st, and the prayer vigil begins on Wednesday, September 24th. She'll talk with us about that. First-time guest, Father Jason Brooks will be with us. Father Jason is a Legionary of Christ priest, currently serving as a chaplain for the Regnum Christi members of the Diocese of Detroit. He's also involved with Encounter Ministries, leading a healing ministry and focusing on helping people experience the Holy Spirit. Father Brooks was ordained in 2004 after joining the Legionaries of Christ in 1994, and we'll be talking with him. I recently met him. He was celebrating Mass, and I went up to him and introduced myself, and I thought, well, let's bring him on Epiphany. I love meeting priests in the various dioceses in which our radio station covers, so the AOD, Lansing, Saginaw, Chaldean Diocese, and it's wonderful meeting them, and I love having them on. Even though this is technically not Parish of the Week Wednesday, we're not really talking about a parish. Tomorrow we'll be talking about Parish of the Week Wednesday, but I love introducing myself to priests that I meet in the Southeast Michigan. So happy to have Father Jason Brooks on. He gave a very powerful homily on healing and his healing ministry. I'm very excited to announce that to celebrate the fifth anniversary of Epiphany on Ave Maria Radio on September 21st, 2025, we are giving away tickets to the Shrine of Jesus, the Divine Mercy Center Vision Dinner, which is being held on October 10th at the Mirage Banquet Hall in Clinton Township. So the first caller to call in today will get two tickets, and you'll join me and my husband Ronnie at our table. So Epiphany launched 5 years ago on September 21st in 2020. So we're approaching our five-year anniversary. And in honor of that, we're giving away two tickets today to the Shrine of Jesus, the Divine Mercy Center Vision Dinner, being held on October 10th. So it's their fundraising dinner at the Mirage Banquet Hall in Clinton Township. The first caller to call in will get two tickets, and you will join me and my husband, Ron, at our table. So the first person to call in today at 877-573-7825 will get the two tickets. 877-573-7825. Now give us your name, your phone number, and your email, because we're going to put you on the guest list of the event. You're not going to get actual tickets. But we need your name, your email, and your phone number. 877-573-7825. So very excited to have you join us. Kathy Crombie is going to be the keynote speaker. Kathleen Brodo Crombie is the keynote speaker. So I'm very excited about that as well. She's one of my dear friends. This Sunday, September 21st, which is the anniversary of Epiphany, is National Back to Church Sunday. Now, this is typically really promoted in the Protestant community, but I think we as Catholics need to promote this as well, especially in light of everything that's going on in the world. And it's so evident that we are living in a spiritual warfare. You know, the assassin of Charlie Kirk, as that wasn't devastating enough. But to add the evil to that evil are the people who are celebrating his assassination, his murder, is really utterly disgusting, but it's evident of spiritual warfare. It is nothing short of evil. So this Sunday marks National Go to Church Day, a movement calling us back to the heart of our communities, our churches. Church is such a central part of the Chaldean community. It is the focal point. It always has been. it really is central to our community. And it really should be central to every Catholic community. It's a time to reconnect, to welcome home those who have drifted away, and to invite new souls in the embrace of faith, hope, and fellowship. This year does seem different, because the assassination of Charlie Kirk reminds us that we are living in a time of spiritual warfare. It's right in front of our face. This is good versus evil, and the battle is not just around us, but within us. What is causing these people to exude such hate and anger and retaliation? I mean, people really calling for the killing of other conservatives. And you have people of all different backgrounds in terms of socioeconomic backgrounds and professional backgrounds. Teachers, judges. I saw a guy running for attorney general in a state. Educators, firefighters. It is alarming. Professors in college. It is alarming. Nurses. People who are charged with saving lives are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. People who are charged to enforce the law are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, a Secret Service agent, a man running for attorney general. There is something really disturbing going on here. What happened? Why are we seeing such chaos, confusion, and division? How is God calling you and me to respond? This Sunday, don't just go to church. Go with intention. Invite somebody with you. Go listen. Go pray. Go reflect. Go stand in the light of Jesus Christ. We must stand up for truth. Jesus told us this was not going to be easy. He told us in the scripture, we will be persecuted. Unfortunately, Charlie Kirk is not the first person to be assassinated. He was a man who spoke of truth, Jesus Christ, his love for Christ, his love for his faith, saying faith was the most important thing in his life. He honored family, marriage, children, encouraging people to go back to church, to center their life on Christ, who he openly recognized as his Lord and Savior. We all have various platforms, and we all have to stand up for truth. What is right and what is just. And what happened to Charlie Kirk was nothing right and nothing just about it. It was pure, pure evil. So let's reclaim our spiritual ground and remind the world that faith is not passive. It is powerful. Let's go back to church. Let's remind ourselves it's faith over fear. We are living in a spiritual warfare, but God is on our side. Jesus Christ is with us. There is hope and fellowship. God is calling all of us to his home. That is our church. Invite somebody to go with you. It's a wonderful way to evangelize the faith. Bring others back to church. And if you've been away for a long time, go back. What is happening in the world is a reminder that we must focus our lives on Christ. It is approaching 10 minutes past the hour here on Epiphany on this Tuesday afternoon. It is September 16th. We got to take a break. When we come back, our first guest will be joining us here today, Sandy Weathers, Campaign Director of 40 Days for Life Ann Arbor. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for a trusted contractor for your exterior home improvements? Call locally owned Mighty Dog Roofing today for a quote on roofing, gutters, siding, or windows. Mighty Dog Roofing uses premium products including Owens Corning Shingles and James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding, and they offer one of the best warranties in the industry through their OC Platinum Preferred status. Visit MightyDogRoofing.com today or call 833-MIGHTY-4. That's 833-MIGHTY-4.
The Encounter School of Ministry main campus is offering the first three classes as a come and see opportunity. If you desire to hear God's voice more clearly, have confidence in praying for healing or sharing the gospel, the Encounter School draws from the richness of our Catholic faith to teach you to demonstrate God's love through the power of the Holy Spirit. Come and see, September 8th, 15th, and 22nd at St. Patrick's in Brighton. Praise and worship begins at 5 p.m., with classes starting at 6. Visit EncounterCatholic.com to learn more.
Looking for a good book to read? Then check out the Epiphany Book Club, where Vanessa Den Hagarmo and Jeff Kassab bring you a new book to discuss every month. Read along with us, then call in and join the discussion on the Epiphany Book Club. This month's book is The Lamb's Supper, The Mass as Heaven on Earth by Scott Hahn, and the discussion will be on Friday, September 26th. Get your copy today in our bookstore at AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. As a father who has helped homeschool my 10 children, I know the challenges you face. That's why you should check out Sylvan Learning Centers for personalized support tailored to your child's unique needs. Expert tutors in math, reading, and writing provide fun, interactive lessons with both in-person and online options that fit seamlessly into your homeschooling routine.
Visit sylvanlearning.com. Mention Dr. Ray for 10% off at participating centers.
And we're back on this Tuesday afternoon, September 16th. Joining us now is campaign director for 40 Days for Life Ann Arbor. Their fall campaign is quickly approaching. Sandy Weathers, thank you for joining us here on Epiphany today.
Thank you, Vanessa, for inviting me. I appreciate that very much, the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. So give us an overview of this year's 40 Days for Life campaign.
Well, we've got a lot of exciting things going on. We want to build some momentum because we've got some great momentum going in the Ann Arbor area, in the Michigan area, and across the country. And before I actually give you the details of the campaign, can I share some of this great information with you?
Sure.
Okay. We are blessed that out at Planned Parenthood, the Pregnancy Help Clinic is bringing their medical mobile unit, their ultrasound bus, to 3100 Professional Drive on Thursdays and Fridays. And Sherry, their executive director, assures me that they will continue coming out until the Planned Parenthood on Professional Drive is permanently closed. That
oh, wow.
is an incredible blessing to our campaign.
Wow.
As you can imagine.
That's
yeah.
awesome. So that's every
Very
weekend?
Awesome.
Is that every weekend, you said?
Every week they
oh.
come out on Thursdays and Fridays.
Thursday there and Friday, okay.
Days, yeah,
okay.
There are some days that they have to, that they aren't able to come out on those days. But for the most part, they're out there on Thursdays and Fridays every week. And that's year-round, which is
wow.
incredible.
That's awesome. That's great news. So, well, that's wonderful. So, you know, this means a lot, I'm sure, to the campaign. And, you know, great way to kick off the campaign this year with this news.
Yes. Yes. And also, in Michigan, the senior vice president of Planned Parenthood Michigan has been laid off as her job has been eliminated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is huge news for the state of Michigan.
Wow.
Huge news.
That is. Yeah.
yeah.
So
yeah.
basically, is that a sign that you know, they're you know, we know many of them close their doors.
That's right. That's right. Sadly, the Professional Drive Planned Parenthood in Ann Arbor has reopened mm-hmm. after it was closed last spring for 3 months as they did some repairs. But the Stadium Boulevard Planned Parenthood in Ann Arbor has been permanently closed in was permanently closed in 2025, and the Planned Parenthood locations in Marquette, Jackson, Petoskey were all permanently closed in Michigan as well. So that is great news for us.
So what does it mean to the pro-life movement? What a testament to the work. I mean, what are we attributing those closures to?
It has, what I'm reading says it has to do with the big, beautiful bill. And just last week, David DeLeiden, the founder of the Center for Medical Progress, mm-hmm. announced that the federal First Circuit Court of Appeals granted the Trump administration's request to move forward with defunding taxpayer dollars for big abortion, which Planned Parenthood has tried to tie up in the federal courts since July. So there have been 41 Planned Parenthoods that have been closed just in the year 2025. And again, that's attributed to the big, beautiful bill. Hmm. And the Susan B. Anthony of America, if you go to lifesavinglaws.com, they have an interactive map there where you can see where all those 41 locations are.
Wow. Wow, what that is news that should be shared with friends to show them the value of supporting the pro-life movement and what difference you can make in your work. So that's wonderful news.
Absolutely it is. And again, back here in Ann Arbor, the support for Planned Parenthood is so poor that Planned Parenthood hired workers to go door to door this past summer to solicit support.
Canvas? They were canvassing?
Yes. Because
oh
their
gosh.
Support. And,
wow.
And when they knocked on people's doors, they were sharing that their support was down and that they were seeking support.
Wow. That's incredible. Incredible. So tell us about the campaign kickoff and how can people listening get involved?
All righty. I'm excited to share that with you. We're going to kick off this Sunday on September 21st in Ann Arbor at the Planned Parenthood Professional Drive. We'll have a kickoff rally starting promptly at 2 p.m., followed by our one-mile Interfaith Jericho March, and which goes around Planned Parenthood. And we will conclude about 3:30. Our keynote speaker will be Father Franklin Michael, who is the Assistant CEO and Board Secretary at the St. Louis Center in Chelsea. And he's also the beloved chaplain of the Fourth Degree Cardinal O'Hara Assembly of the Knights of Columbus. So we're hoping that we get a lot of support this Sunday from the Knights. Abortion advocates claim that we do not love the baby after the baby is born. And Father Franklin will dispel that myth. Also joining Father Franklin is Sue Boyd. She's the Central Michigan Regional Coordinator for Silent No More. Sue will share her testimony how Jesus brought her out of darkness into the light following two abortions in the 1980s. Pastor Mike Frizon, who has reached out to moms and dads outside of the Planned Parenthood on Professional Drive for some 17 years, will also speak. Mm. At approximately 2:45, we will depart from Planned Parenthood on lap one of our 7 consecutive Sundays Interfaith Jericho March inspired by the Book of Joshua chapter 7, which includes prayer, singing, and scripture reading as we walk the 1 mile block around Planned Parenthood. our event, as I said, should conclude around 3:30.
So, Sandy, do we just show up? Do we have to register? What does this entail? Like, what is the logistics of it?
You just show up, and if you could please show up early, that would be great, because we want to really respect people's time, and so we want to begin promptly at 2 o'clock. And we will, Vanessa, we will have marshals there that will help direct people where they can park and where they cannot park. So those marshals will start serving people, start helping people about 1:30. So another special presentation that we have this fall is something that's very exciting. 40 Days for Life contacted me back several weeks ago and asked me if we would be interested in having their medical director, Dr. Haywood Robinson, come and speak at a rally. And they gave us the opportunity to have him come and speak on Thursday, October 23rd, and he'll be there from 12 to 1. But Dr. Robinson and his wife, they are former, and his deceased wife, are former abortionists. And they wrote a book which people really have been inspired by their book and moved by their book. It's called The Scalpel and the Soul.
Wow.
And The Scalpel and the Soul, A Radical Transformation as Husband and Wife Abortion Doctors. And so we're really excited that he's coming to town. And at our kickoff rally, I make it a practice to hand out, we have a raffle, and I love to hand out literature to people. And because I want them to be inspired, and I want them to know stuff about the pro-life movement.
Yeah.
So at the summer symposium, I got a copy, two copies actually. I've already given one away, but two signed copies that from Dr. Robinson that I will be raffling off, or we will be raffling off at the kickoff rally. So we really encourage people to come out and look for that opportunity to perhaps win that book. Plus, we will have a few copies there for sale and more copies there on October 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited that he's coming.
Sandy, tell us what prompted you to get involved in the pro-life movement, and how did you end up the campaign director of 40 Days for Life Ann Arbor?
Wow. Back in 2007, prior to the fall of 2007, the emails were just flooding in about this new effort that was taking place in Bryan College Station, Texas. And I believe their first campaign was in 2004, and the results were so incredible. And so I got involved as a team member. I was not in any kind of real leadership role at all at that point. But one of the things that I learned through 40 Days for Life is how abortion, it really wounds people and moms, dads, entire families. And I had a sister-in-law who, my father-in-law, had taken her to New York City in 1971, which was before Roe v. Wade even became the law of the land. But she had an abortion, and I found out that she did not want that abortion. She went, because we never spoke about it, she went there against her will. And when we finally were able to speak about it, she told me to keep on doing what I was doing. So in 2014, in the fall of 2014, I took over as the campaign director for 40 Days for Life, and it just gives an incredible meaning to my life. I just can't imagine doing anything that's more meaningful.
Mm. We're talking with Sandy Weathers, campaign director, 40 Days for Life Ann Arbor. Their fall campaign is quickly approaching. They're kicking off Sunday, September 21st, as the prayer vigil begins on Wednesday, September 24th, and concludes on Sunday, November 2nd. You can get details of the event at the kickoff rally and interfaith Jericho March Mass Midpoint Rally, Lapse and Closing Rally are going to be all available in our Epiphany archive of AveMariaRadio.net. Do you have a website you can give out, Sandy, or any links to anything you want to give out?
Yes, I would love to give out the website. It's the number 40, the word days for life, .com/Ann Arbor. That's the number 40, the words days for life.com/Ann Arbor. And my telephone number is 734-657-1936. And thank you for bringing up the prayer vigil. The prayer vigil is the primary event. The primary reason we're out there. The 40 Days for Life is an internationally coordinated 40-day campaign that aims to end abortion locally through prayer and fasting, community outreach, and a peaceful prayer vigil in front of the abortion facility. And the abortion facility we pray in front of, again, is at 3100 Professional Drive in Ann Arbor. And as Vanessa said, we'll be out there. The prayer vigil begins on Wednesday, September 24th, from 7 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. in the evening until November the 2nd.
Can you give out your number one more time, Sandy?
734-657-1936.
Okay. And any last words, any last message for our listeners here? Sandy Weathers, director, campaign director of 40 Days for Life Ann Arbor, before we let you go.
Yes. One of the flagship kind of events, where this is an event that's unique to Ann Arbor, is based on the Book of Joshua. We have a 7 Sundays Interfaith Jericho March, and so we will be out there every Sunday at 2 o'clock for the laps 1 through 7, and that starts with the kickoff rally on September 21st and closes on November the 2nd.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I also wanted to mention that 40 Days for Life is, they are encouraging people to join their day of fasting for peace tomorrow, because, which has been prompted by the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That's Wednesday, September 17th. That's the 40 Days for Life day of fasting and for peace. And can I really quickly share with you an epiphany moment?
Absolutely. I usually like to ask that. Yes, go ahead. God bless you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Prior to our spring campaign in 2024, Sister Mary Ignatius with the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, was being interviewed on Epiphany as she was our keynote speaker for an upcoming kickoff rally. This is really a very much an Epiphany moment because of this interview.
That's Joe, awesome.
Joe was so inspired by the interview that he signed up to cover every 3 p.m. hour, the hour of divine mercy, during the upcoming campaign. That's 40 days in a row that Joe covered the 3 p.m. hour as our new prayer warrior. Joe continues on and covers the 3 p.m. hour every campaign since. Plus, he participates in our 365 effort. So that is the true epiphany moment. All epiphany moments.
I am humbled and honored that he had an epiphany moment prompted by our show, Epiphany. That is awesome. I love it. Thank you for sharing that with us, Sandy.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to share our message with your viewers. I mean, with your listeners.
It's all right. God bless you. I love it. Thank you. I've never had anybody share an epiphany moment that was prompted by our show, Epiphany. So thank you so much, our program here. Thank you. God bless you and all that you do, Sandy Weathers.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Have a wonderful day. God bless you. 40 Days for Life Ann Arbor. You can find out all about it at 40days4life.com/Ann Arbor. And that's 40 is the numeral 40. Stay with us, everyone. We got to take a break. When we come back, Father Jason Brooks will be with us, a Legionary of Christ priest currently serving as a chaplain for the Regnum Christi members in the Archdiocese of Detroit. Don't go away.
Welcome to an Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matthew and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Den Hagarmo. Your kids are grown, and the difficult choice of who will raise them in case of an untimely death has passed. Stop making excuses. Go to MyCatholicWill.com. A legal will is short and simple, and thanks to our partnership with MyCatholicWill.com, when you use the promo code AVE, A-V-E, your will is absolutely free. No hidden costs whatsoever. Visit MyCatholicWill.com. Guest was a visiting priest celebrating Burning Mass at Our Lady of Refuge. I was so intrigued by his homily and the work that he does as Legionary of Christ priest and Encounter Ministries and as chaplain from Regnum Christi members in the Archdiocese of Detroit, that I wanted to bring him on Epiphany. And I'm so happy that Father Jason Brooks is able to join us today. Father, how are you today?
Very good, Vanessa. Thanks. How are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to have you on Epiphany. I know we've been trying to coordinate this for a minute here, but I'm glad it all worked out. And, you know, so give us some background, Father, who, for those who may not be familiar with the Legionary of Christ and the work that you do in Encounter Ministries, I kind of wanted you to give us a background of Legionary Christ, Regnum Christi member, and Encounter Ministries. So kind of give us a background of you.
Sure. So the Legionaries of Christ were a congregation of priests founded in Mexico. People may know that we had a founder who was found to be living a double life, and that's a whole other story for another day. But
yeah.
We've had our trials and tribulations.
Sure.
And I think that's what really inspired my wanting to pursue healing ministry, because I myself knew that I needed healing and from all that we went through. And so I sought that out myself and experienced a lot of inner healing, emotional, spiritual healing. And then when I moved to Michigan here in 2018, I got introduced to Encounter Ministries out of Brighton, St. Patrick Church in Brighton. And I attended their annual conferences for a few years. And then in 2021, I enrolled in their School of Ministry. And so I went through that two-year program. We met once a week on a Monday night for a few hours. And even after my first year with, I would say just after my first year with them, they invited me to travel for them and to accompany some of their leaders in putting on schools of healing, healing services, et cetera. And so that was a great introduction for me, a great challenge. And I would say during the last semester that I was in the school, so we're now looking at the spring of 23, is when I saw a kind of breakthrough in my prayer. My mom called me up and asked if I would pray with a friend of hers over the phone. My mom lives in Connecticut. Her friend lives in Connecticut, and she had been battling cancer and was still in a lot of pain. And so long story short, I prayed with this woman, Donna, over the phone, and she was completely healed of her pain. She got movement back in her arm that she didn't have as a result of some surgeries related to the cancer. And the next time she went for a scan, there was no trace of cancer.
Wow.
So when I heard that, I was really encouraged and inspired to even start praying for physical healing. And because that's something I never did. I've been a priest for over 20 years and never really had any kind of expectation that God would want to heal people physically through me, through my prayer. And that's been happening now for a little over 2 years now, and in a pretty consistent way. And so I'm just grateful to God for that gift. And we have even started a local Regnum Christi healing ministry here in the Detroit area. So other Regnum Christi members from the Detroit metro area have gone through the Encounter School with me. We now have 12 graduates on our team, and then we have a new priest in our locality, in my community, Father Stephen, who's our new local superior, and he's also an Encounter School grad. So, yeah, and we put on a weekly event at our school in Clarkston, Everest Academy. We have adoration with praise and worship music, and then we typically offer prayer for people. We have prayer teams available after the holy hour. And then probably about once a month, we host an evening of encounter, we call it, with adoration, Eucharistic procession, and prayer teams. And so it's a healing event. In fact, we have one tonight at St. John Fisher Chapel in Auburn Hills, across the street from Oakland University.
With Father Steve Madeja?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. We love him.
He's been great. He's been very encouraging and welcoming of our ministry.
You know, so when I heard your homily in celebrating Mass at Refuge that day, you were a visiting priest. You know, I've always been intrigued by healing ministry. I had an epiphany moment many, many years ago when I was in assistant teaching a Dale Carnegie class. And I sat there and I was listening to story after story after story, which you did over several weeks. And I remember thinking, wow, we're all broken, just in different places. And we all need healing, and true healing comes with Jesus Christ. And so when I heard you give that homily, Father, I was so intrigued to talk to you, because like you said, you needed your own healing. We're all broken. And
for sure.
And we all need healing at some point in our life. Can you kind of speak to that? And maybe the resistance of people getting the healing they need and seeking Jesus Christ for their healing. And I'm not discounting any professional help in terms of psychologists
of course
or doctors, but I'm just saying,
right,
you know, it starts with our relationship with Christ, really.
Yeah. I have a quote here that I like to repeat often, and it's from Pope Benedict XVI, the late great Pope Benedict XVI. In his book, Jesus of Nazareth, he wrote, "Healing is an essential dimension of the apostolic mission and of Christianity. When understood at a sufficiently deep level, this healing expresses the entire content of redemption." So I think isn't that beautiful?
And, it is beautiful.
And so I think what he's getting at there is, to your point, we're all broken. We've all sinned, and sin has left its mark on all of us in one way or another. And not only our personal sin, but the sin of other people, the sin of the world, you could say, touches all of us in some way.
Well, we're seeing that right now. We're seeing that right now, Father, with the assassination of Charlie Kirk and the following aftermath of the hate being spewed against him, regardless of how you feel politically. This is evident of spiritual warfare and that the world is desperate need of healing.
Yeah, for sure. And there's another quote here from the Catechism, which another 1503, number 1503 from the Catechism reads, "Christ's compassion toward the sick and his many healings of every kind of infirmity are a resplendent sign that God has visited his people and that the kingdom of God is close at hand." It goes on to say, "Jesus has the power not only to heal, but also to forgive sins. He has come to heal the whole man, soul and body. He is the physician the sick have need of."
Wow.
So another beautiful quote. And to people who, look down on healing ministry or these charismatic gifts, well, I'm sorry, but this is how Jesus operated. And this is how the gospel spread. You know, we have this little formula that we teach at Encounter, and it's this, that Jesus proclaimed the gospel, and it was accompanied with a demonstration of divine power, and that led to faith in Jesus.
Amen. Well,
so it's proclamation of the gospel plus demonstration of divine power leads to faith in Jesus.
You know, and Father, we know it's clear in Scripture that not only did Jesus heal, but he, you know, the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, the apostles were empowered to heal, were empowered through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, to heal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And at the end of Mark's gospel, he says, "These signs will accompany those who believe." So he includes all believers. And it's a promise. These signs will accompany those who believe. And he says they're going to lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. They'll be healed. They'll cast out demons, etc. So to your point, absolutely. It's not that everyone has the gift of healing, but everyone has been anointed with the Holy Spirit and everyone has been called by Christ to manifest the kingdom of God in their daily life. And to be able to pray for someone in the moment when they're in need, it's so powerful, so encouraging. And it's true, not everyone is healed in that moment or instantaneously. Nevertheless, to be able to share God's Spirit, his love, his hope, his peace, his joy with people is always healing in some way.
Father, in the work that you're doing in ministry and in healing ministry, what are you typically seeing? Is it physical ailments, emotional, psychological, spiritual? I mean, what are you facing on a regular basis when people come for healing?
Yeah, I would say all of the above. These events that we put on, we focus on physical healing, but inevitably people come up and they'll say, "Oh, you know, I'm struggling with anxiety or with depression." As you know, you've probably talked about this on your show. So many people struggling with anxiety today, especially young people. So we pray for all of those things. But at our events, as I say, we do focus on physical healing. And, of course, there's a lot of cancer these days, a lot of allergies that we're praying for healing for that. And, of course, aches and pains of all kinds. And, you know, I would say, too, that they're all related at the end of the day. So many physical symptoms that we see are some kind of manifestation of an emotional or spiritual or psychological ailment that someone struggles with. Mm. So at the end of the day, we have to help people experience God's healing power in all of those ways. So we often will offer confession as well. We've got a priest, or, you know, one of my housemates usually comes to hear confessions, and I'll preach, you know, divine mercy. And then we offer inner healing sessions as well. So that would be where we dedicate 2 hours with somebody, and there's two of us, two of our team members. It's not always me, but if I'm involved, I always invite somebody else to be there with me. So there's two of us, and we sit down with an individual, and we lead them through roughly a two-hour process of getting in touch with some of these things that might be troubling them, perhaps finding where it started, and getting them to, you know, invite Jesus into these painful places, to experience his love, his mercy, his compassion in those painful memories. So it's a kind of, you know, it's not therapy, but it can help those who are in therapy, or it can also help people who are stuck in a little way, or maybe even in a big way, you know, experience freedom and peace like they never have before.
So, Father, people listening who want to attend, and you mentioned Father Steve Madeja's church in across from Oakland University, how can they do that? Is there a website they can go to, or how can they find out where you're going to be?
We have our local Regnum Christi Detroit website, so it's rcdetroit.org.
rcdetroit.org. Okay. And that will list...
Yeah, you've got our upcoming events listed there, correct.
Perfect. That's great. And Father, how has the work you're doing in healing ministry enhanced your own faith journey?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I tell people all the time, my faith has increased tremendously over these last few years. And it's because I was hanging out with people who had more faith than I did. And that's not to, you know, shame myself, and it's not to shame anybody else. I know God didn't hold that against me, but much like when you read a story of the saints and you're inspired by their life, by their virtue, by the way that they loved Christ and loved others, so too, when I was watching other people with more experience than I pray for healing and watching people get healed, it absolutely has increased my faith and my gratitude to the Lord for the way that he is, you know, really touching people's lives through me like never before. So I even developed a daily habit now in my morning prayer and my meditation time before the Lord. I look at yesterday and I look at what happened. Did I get to pray with somebody? Did I see a healing, or did somebody report back to me about a healing? And I'm keeping track of all these healings now.
Wow.
And all these graces, just so I don't forget, as God instructs us to do, right? Don't forget the works of the Lord.
Amen.
Remember the marvels the Lord has done. So I really try to be very conscious of these graces and these gifts, and don't want to take them for granted. And I want to keep growing in them and steward them well, and be as, you know, kind and patient with people when they come and ask for prayer, and, you know, hopefully be another Christ for them.
Amen. We're talking with Father Jason Brooks here today, and you can find out more about the healing ministry through rcdetroit.org, rcdetroit.org, and we'll put that up in the archive section of Epiphany here at AveMariaRadio.net. Father, what else, Jason Brooks, what else do you want our listeners to know, Father, before we let you go? What else do you want to share with them?
I would just share with them that never give up when you're asking for healing, be it for something physical or something spiritual or emotional. It is a process, and especially when you're talking about inner healing, when you're talking about growth and virtue, overcoming sin. You know, God doesn't expect you to be perfect. He does hope that you will keep turning to Him, that you will keep trusting in Him, not just to forgive you, but to actually heal you and to repair damage that's been done. And it can be really hard sometimes. You know, my own journey was very tough, and I'm not claiming to be perfectly healed yet myself, but I've come a long way, and I've accompanied other people who have had a really hard time, you know, in life. They've been abused, they've been raped, they've been abandoned, whatever the case may be, and that can take a while to bounce back from and to heal from, but it is possible with help and with God's grace. It's possible, and God wants that for all of us. So that's my word of encouragement.
Well, thank you for that. RCDetroit.org, and Father Jason Brooks will be at St. John Fisher Chapel on Walton Boulevard in Auburn Hills today from 7 to 9 p.m. So you can, all are invited, right, Father? Anybody who wants to attend can
Absolutely.
Go?
Absolutely, yeah, all ages.
Great, all ages, all are invited, 7 to 9 tonight. St. John Fisher Chapel, this is right across the street from Oakland University on Walton Boulevard in Auburn Hills. Father, it was a pleasure to have you on. We'd love to have you back.
I would love to. Thanks, Vanessa.
God bless you and all that you do. Father Jason Brooks with us, Legionary of Christ priest, currently serving as chaplain for the Regnum Christi members in the Archdiocese of Detroit. He's also involved in Encounter Ministries. You can find out more at rcdetroit.org, rcdetroit.org. Don't go away. We'll talk about who's coming up at Epiphany tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ed Bahura with Sylvan Learning Centers. This is one of our many five-star Google reviews.
I would like to take the time to thank all of the staff at Sylvan for helping my daughter achieve her goal of attending the University of Michigan Ann Arbor with a full scholarship. My daughter has been able to maintain all A's in math and increased her SAT score by 200 points as a result of attending Sylvan.
To learn more, call 1-800-EDUCATE or visit sylvanlearning.com.
The heart of the interior life. With Elizabeth Jingle.
In the 14th rule of St. Ignatius of Loyola's 14 Rules for the Discernment of Spirits, St. Ignatius teaches us about the enemy's method of attack on a soul. He writes, "In the same way, the enemy of human nature, roving about, looks in turn at all our theological, cardinal, and moral virtues, and where he finds us weakest and most in need for our eternal salvation, there he attacks us and attempts to take us." Father Timothy Gallagher writes, "In Rule 14, Ignatius centers on the enemy's astute sense of the weakest point in our spiritual life and his unerring choice of that weakest point as his place of attack. Knowing the weakest point in our spiritual life can assist us in working to ward off an attack from the enemy. How might we work to strengthen the weakest point in our spiritual lives?"
For more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Remember to take a minute this week to thank a priest you know for all the blessings he shares through his vocation. Our priests work tirelessly to bring us the sacraments and help us on our journey to heaven. Let's encourage them and express our gratitude for all of their sacrifices, like, "Thank you for baptizing our children." Nominate your priest at thankyouforyourpriesthood.com, a new contest every month through September 2025. Brought to you by Diocesan, your Catholic advertising and communications company.
Thank you all for tuning in on this September 16th, and we got our caller in, got our two tickets for our table at the Divine Mercy Center right away. So thank you so much for calling in. Looking forward to meeting you in person on October 10th at the Shrine of Jesus Divine Mercy Center Vision Dinner at the Mirage Banquet Hall in Clinton Township. So I'm very excited about that. Thank you to our guests for joining us here today. Sandy Weathers, Campaign Director of 40 Days for Life Ann Arbor, is kicking off this Sunday, September 21st. All are welcome. 40 Days for Life / Ann Arbor. So that's 40, the numeral 40, Days for Life / Ann Arbor. And then Father Jason Brooks, thank you so much for being with us. First-time guest of Epiphany. He's a Legionary of Christ priest, currently serving as a chaplain for the Regnum Christi members in the Archdiocese of Detroit, also involved in Encounter Ministries. You can find out where his healing mass services will be taking place by going to rcdetroit.org. That's rcdetroit.org. And as I mentioned earlier, he is going to be in Auburn Hills tonight at St. John Fisher Chapel with Father Steve Mateja. That's in Auburn Hills, right across the street from Oakland University. And that's from 7 to 9 tonight. So all are welcome to attend that healing service. And so the RC Detroit Healing Ministry, as they adore and praise and worship Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, along with adoration and praise and worship music, Father Jason Brooks will give a brief gospel reflection, pray for healing, and lead a Eucharistic procession. Following the Eucharistic procession, the RC Detroit Healing Ministry will provide individual prayer ministry. The time of prayer will be an opportunity to ask for more physical healing, word of encouragement, or more of the Holy Spirit in your life. Again, that's tonight from 7 to 9 at St. John Fisher Chapel on Walton Boulevard in Auburn Hills. And all the information is up at rcdetroit.org, rcdetroit.org. So I just wanted to share that with you. Coming up on Epiphany tomorrow, it's Parish of the Week Wednesday. And that means we'll be joined by Father Eric Weber from St. Mary's Parish in Westphalia in the Diocese of Lansing. Also joining us tomorrow is Kristen Polo from Protect Life Michigan, sharing her experience of being invited to the White House for a briefing on women in ministry. So very excited about having both of those guests with us tomorrow here in Epiphany. And don't forget, we're reading the book, The Lamb's Supper, by Dr. Scott Hahn for the Epiphany Book Club. And we'll be talking about that Friday, September 26th, live right here in Epiphany. Don't forget to connect, communicate, and collaborate with your Catholic community. We are your local Catholic radio station. Do not go away. Coming up next, you got it, it's our own Dr. Ray.